Each Thursday during Access Utah, we feature a radio essay from former St. George Spectrum Managing Editor Ed Casilla. Since his retirement, he has been living in Mexico.
We don't get many rock and roll shows down here at Land's End. Oh, there's the annual Sammy Hagar birthday bash at his club Cabo Wabo, and there are the occasional drop-in performances there by a veritable who's who of recording artists, from Willie Nelson to Alice Cooper, whenever they're taking some time off to wind down on our tropical beaches. But other than that, well, let's just say that not many tour buses pull up in Los Cabos. It's a place where celebrities try to avoid the spotlight, not step into it. That said, Hotel California is playing host to Peter Buck, one of the founders of the legendary rock band REM, through the remainder of this month. Buck is in town to do a series of benefit concerts to support the Palapa Society of Todos Santos, a nonprofit organization founded in 2003 to develop and administer educational, medical, and environmental programs for the local children and their families. Buck came to town on January 5th for a couple of shows with Steve Wright and the Baseball Project. This week, he'll perform with Robin Hitchcock and the Venus Three. Next week, he'll take the stage with Steve McKay and the Minus Five. Over the years, Buck has worked with these different bands, laying down guitar tracks on their albums or twisting the dials in the studio. He has, on occasion, taken to the stage and jammed with some of them, but never done a series of concerts like this. The shows have a modestly priced $5 admission for a close-up seat in the intimate venue. It's one of those musical event type things that just about any place else would command top dollar. But the economy here wouldn't allow for some of the prices you would pay in the larger U.S. venues for a show like this. Of course, there isn't a huge entourage attached, just a bunch of musicians hauling down their own gear and setting up in a small bar, the way most really good music is performed, to be honest, without the trappings of show business. It's music for the sake of music and for a very good cause. Now, Hotel California is one of the hip boutique hotels at Land's End. It's a gorgeous old building, refurbished by owner Debbie Stewart and her late husband. And despite all the rumors, it has absolutely nothing to do with the epic song by the Eagles. In fact, the Hotel California opened on February 5, 1950, long before the song was recorded, and according to Eagles founding member Don Henley, nobody from the group has ever stepped foot inside the place, which is a shame because it really is, as the song goes, such a lovely place. To get there, you do have to travel a dark desert highway, and they are dancing in the courtyard at the hotel. When the mission bells ring just up the street, you can hear them. And there is a certain mystery about the place, enough so that perhaps you can hear voices in the corridor saying, "Welcome to the Hotel California." In any event, right now, they're living it up at the Hotel California, thanks to Peter Buck and his friends. This is Ed Casilla for Utah Public Radio. Welcome to the